This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Does kind of seem like the past week or so everybody's telling you what to eat, doesn't it? Disney today and its new policy on food ads. Last week, of course, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his Big Gulp ban. No big sugary sodas. That got writers at the web magazine Brooklyn wondering what the mayor might want to ban next.
Okay, Nanny Bloomberg, what about banning flip-flops on the subway? That'll go a long way towards reducing exposure to all those unidentified liquids sloshing back and forth on the 2 train.
Or how about the 4-cheese pizza? Who needs more than 2 anyway? The National Institutes of Health says, 2 cheeses, no diseases.
I think the mayor should ban emailing after midnight. Late-night communiques almost always contain inadvisable emotional content. Not a good idea.
Why doesn't the mayor ban those mixology classes? One study showed that 9 out of 10 bartending school grads go right on to calling the numbers on those work-at-home flyers.
I'd ban rainbow sprinkles. It's a non-food that's designed to make you eat other bad foods.
Speaking of overeating, why doesn't the mayor ban Spanx? In fact, the mayor should ban all control top underwear. They can lull you into thinking that you're thinner than you are and tempt you to order a 4-cheese pizza.
It's definitely time to put an end to those noxious taxicab air fresheners.
And then there's brunch! The mayor should kill that, too. Bottomless mimosas are killing our productivity. Do you know that there's no word in the Chinese language for brunch?
Yeah, there is.
Well, no one in China ever uses it because they're too busy outpacing our productivity.
No. The biggest thing, we need to stop adding apocalypse and Mageddon to everything, as in Snowpocalypse or Taxmageddon. New Yorkers will be underprepared for the actual doomsday scenario predicted for the day before Bloomberg's term expires.
Tim Donnelly, Faye Penn, and Dave Colon there from the web magazine Brooklyn. Share your thoughts with us maybe on what you think ought to be banned. We're on Facebook. Twitter is @MarketplaceAPM. That's a new one. And you can find me @KaiRizdahl.